Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Alright, it's time for another week. Of N4G Radio, the countdown has begun, episode 197, so three more to go, and then we'll do a 200th episode, and it probably won't be all that special, but anyway, with us this week, I have a full house. It's been 2 weeks, so hopefully Gambus doesn't have 14 years of fondling, otherwise I will have to disconnect and mute him. Oh my god, would that thing go away? But we have Gambus Khan with us.
Greetings, programs.
Also with us, we have Drew the Frustrated Fury.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
We have the Wombat Ryan Wombold.
Acceptable social greeting.
We got John W.
Well, hello.
Ah. We have K-Dub.
Hey.
And also with us, we have special guest, Jeff Borsick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, bitches? So, anyway, that's what's going on. So, Mr. Gambus Khan, if you would please start off with your fond line. I know it's been 2 weeks, and you're dying to talk about all those iPhone or DS games.
Yeah, you'd be corrected.
I'd be corrected, or I'd be
correct? Yeah. Actually, you'd be correct.
Okay.
So
making sure. There you go.
Okay, the only console game, home console game that I played this past couple weeks was the demo to Outland, and this is a fantastic game. It's basically Super Metroid with a little bit of I don't know, kind of like Super Metroid meets, like, it's got this distinct art style, where it's like abstract. So it's kind of like, I don't know, not nearly as off the wall as like El Shaddai. But, if you're into Super Metroid and those, Metroidvania games, Outland is really sweet. I really like the mechanics of it. I got a little bit of a an N plus vibe from it because of the actual controls. This is a really, really cool game. I just played the demo of it, so I don't really know how cool it gets, but from what I played of it, it's a really good game if you're into the Metroidvania games. I actually did play another demo. I played the Bengayo for XBLA, and that one's good too. It's been a while since I played a Bengayo game, and it brings back memories of coolness because you're this robot and you're flying around and all these enemies are coming after you. So what you do, you do what they do on your average Macross anime, and you shoot about a billion missiles out of the robot, and they all like sink to enemies and stuff like that. It's a really cool visual effect. Gameplay's pretty cool. I really enjoy it. It's worth getting on XBLA if you're into shoot 'em ups and robots and that kind of, you know, distinct Japanese vibe. I would highly suggest Bengayo. And on the handheld front, I played two games, actually three games. I played Lord of Arcana for PSP. It's basically a Monster Hunter clone, or the lingo in Japan, a Mohan game, for short. Yeah, it's really good. It's made by Square Enix. What's interesting about this game, though, is instead of fighting the enemies on the actual, like, game, the regular environment, you run up to an enemy, and then you're actually transported to, like, an arena where you fight the enemy. So the overworld and the battle world is actually two different things. And I'm just wondering how would this feel during like a multiplayer session? That would be my main concern, because I haven't played multiplayer of Lord of Arcana with anybody. I know you have it, Zero. Maybe we should play it sometime.
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
Maybe.
Okay, well... Well, that would be one of the few only games that me and you would be able to play on multiplayer PSP. It's a good game. Like I said, though, I don't know how it would feel playing a multiplayer. I know how it feels to play Monster Hunter multiplayer, and that's fantastic in my opinion. Lord of Arcana is kind of weird because it feels like Monster Hunter, but then it's kind of like a traditional, like, real-time role-playing game, and it's kind of weird in a way. I don't know what it is about it, but it seems like kind of an offbeat type of thing. But it's good. It's a good game. Graphics are really nice. Good music. Well, more of an ambient music, but it's good. Like the art style, it's really dark. It's got a real, it's a dark fantasy feel to it. So, yeah, I like it. Lord of Arcana is pretty cool. On the DS, I played more, Pokemon Black. Not much more, but a little bit more. And that game is pretty cool. I enjoy playing Pokemon games. It's just, I get them all mixed up because there's so many different versions, but, you know, it's good. It's, you know, it follows the same formula as Pokemon. Black and White is a little bit more advanced in terms of its presentation style. It doesn't really feel like it's a whole generation ahead of the last game, but it's kind of like a side, like a half generation boost. So it's probably the most significant, like, graphical and presentation boost in a while in the Pokemon series. So that's pretty cool. I'm really enjoying that whenever I get around to playing it.
Have you tried the dream thing?
The dream theme?
The dream stuff that you can do.
Oh, no, not yet.
It's actually really good.
I'm really early in the game. I'm still, like, in the first, like, 4 hours of it.
Okay.
So, and I've been, most of that has just been level grinding some of my Pokemon. I don't have that many, but I've been level grinding a lot, because that's kind of how I play. The last game I played this week, Legend of Heroes, Trails in the Sky. This game is probably one of my favorite role-playing games this generation. It's, what's up? I hear somebody whispering.
Yeah, it's the two idiots in the same room together.
Yeah.
Yeah, because nobody else would be whispering to themselves.
I do.
Taste the rainbow.
But yeah, Legend of Heroes Trails in the Sky is probably one of my favorite role-playing games this generation. Honestly, it's up there with Lost Odyssey. which basically, in my opinion, is higher than Final Fantasy XIII. Even though I enjoy Final Fantasy XIII for its battle system and for the graphics, you know, Trails in the Sky, there's just something about it. I'm 10 hours into it now, and there's just something about it that is just really, really endearing. I enjoy the story. I really enjoy the characters. They feel a lot more real and honest as characters than like the most of the role playing game archetypes. Like for instance, the main female lead, Estelle. She's not your typical female character. She cracks jokes a lot, so she's kind of a comic relief, and she's a tomboy, and you know, and it seems like, and at the same time that she's a tomboy, she gets affected emotionally by things that happen, so she still has that, you know, that feminine, you know, invulnerability vibe. But it's not on the same, like, outrageous level that it usually is in role-playing games, or the complete opposite where the female lead is, like, just so, you know, bad mofo that she becomes basically emotionless. You know, so it's kind of like, you know, most role-playing games, it's, your female leads are either A, like, overly girly, or B, like, overly masculine. And what I like about Estelle is she's got both of those aspects. So she's a really good character. Joshua, the main male lead, he's a really cool character too. Not quite as deep, but the conversations between the two of them are really interesting. This game, like I said in the last episode, it's the first of a trilogy that starts off kind of small, adventurous, and will build up through the whole trilogy to be this like super humongous epic. But I like how it's taken its time. I'm 10 hours in and nothing like of earth shattering, you know, like event or anything has yet to happen yet. So you're basically, I'm just running errands for the towns, and it just seems like the town characters are really flushed out. I mean, some of the town characters are actually more flushed out than main characters in a lot of other role-playing games. It's just something about this Trails in the Sky Legend of Heroes game. It's really good. If you're in a story, you know, if you're a big narrative role-playing person, I would say it's excellent. It's really excellent. And that's what I've been playing for the past couple weeks. Future Fondling, more Trails in the Sky. And I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody feels quiet today.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's kind of that kind of day.
Yeah. It's dark and gloomy.
I'm happy.
Okay, well then why don't we move on to you then?
All right, happiness time. All right, played a crap ton. As in, reviewed a lot of stuff and finally beat Assassin's Creed 2.
Hey, welcome back, Wombat.
Yay!
Hey! But what I did was, I finished Assassin's Creed 2 and then went to a game that was even older than it. I started playing The Witcher.
Oh, great game.
That is an awesome game. I freaking, like, I can't believe I missed this game. It's awesome.
You know, the second one just came out, or it's coming out this week, right?
It's coming out this week, yeah. Which is why I want to try and beat this game, but I hear it's like 50 hours, so I don't know. But yeah, it's actually really good. Cool thing is, you know, like I said on Twitter, Mass Effect, you know, you work your way up to having sex with a person. This dude screws people all the time.
And that's why you like the game?
Exactly. Because you get these little cards that have them, like, naked and everything.
Oh, for God. Dude, it's not real.
I know. But anyway, no, but seriously, it is a good game. I really do enjoy it. It's a very unique take on the combat. It's all rhythm-based, pretty much. It's kind of strange. But anyway, I'll get back into that after I play a little bit more. I've only played about 2 hours of it so far. Also reviewed Den's Curse. It's Diablo, even looks like Diablo, as in graphics-wise. But it's actually a really good game. Has multiplayer. Bad thing is, nobody's playing the multiplayer because nobody knows about this game. And it's kind of sad because the game's actually really good. Also did Back to the Future Episode 4. It's coming up to the conclusion of the entire series, and does a fantastic job and leaves on an awesome cliffhanger, just like every other one. If you haven't played those games, I suggest you play them if you enjoy Back to the Future. Like, that you have, you really need to. I mean, this is the sequel to Back to the Future 3. Also reviewed Mount and Blade with Fire and Sword. That game is difficult as shit, but it's awesome. It's like Demon Souls, but not. Everything is physics based, and it's hilarious because, like, you know, you build up this huge army of mercenaries, and then you just run into like a big army. And they're like, "We're gonna take all your shit," and I'm like, "I don't think so." So then they show like this gigantic battlefield, and all your guys are on one end, and all the other guys are on the other end, and y'all start charging, and it's like they're all yelling and then you're on a horse and you can slash people, and it's all, like I said, because it's all physics based, you can just knock guys off a horse, you can kill the horse, and then they fall off, and it's really cool, but it's hard, because, like, yeah, I don't know. Because it's physics based, it's kind of wonky, so I totally swung and hit that guy, and it didn't really count, kind of thing. But it's ruthless, and the tutorial is horrible. The tutorial is 5 minutes and doesn't show you anything about what, like, the RPG elements of the game. It just shows you the combat. But I do suggest it. Plus, it's only $15. Let's see here. Oh, I beat Mass Effect 2 on the PS3. And everybody in the club has survived. So.
Well done.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm actually happy with that. That's going to be my save. Like, that's going to be the game that I'm going to transfer over to Mass Effect 3. I didn't like Ashley, and because I played on the 360, they automatically defaulted her as her surviving. Now I got Caden. I don't know who's worse, but Caden survived, and I didn't get the freaking trophy to have sex with somebody because I played the Lair of the Shadow Broker, and I continued my relationship with Liara. So whenever we're going to the suicide mission, instead of me, you know, having our love scene, he just stares at a picture of her.
Oh.
No.
And I was like, that's kind of lame, but sweet at the same time. But anyway, yeah, I was happy. You know, I got the ending that I wanted. And that's the thing I said, like I said on Twitter. You know, Mass Effect 2, you know exactly what to do to get the ending that you want. Dragon Age 2, not so much.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Because I did things in Dragon Age that I totally thought would lead up to the ending that I wanted, and it didn't. So, I don't know. I hope they don't do that in Mass Effect 3. But, anyway. Other than that, I'm trying to imagine. Oh, God, how could I forget the big game that came out that had all the controversy? Brink. Played a lot of Brink.
Brink?
Brink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You played it too.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, here's the deal. Brink is not a bad game. It's got a lot of problems. And by a lot, I mean a crap ton. The matchmaking is horrible. There's no dedicated servers, which means that lag is constant. And it's just like the interface itself is just confusing. You know? It took me almost 10 minutes to figure out how the hell to play with people. Because, like, I was like, alright, so just begin mission. And it puts me in a solo campaign. The bots suck. You can't use the bots. No, excuse me. The bots suck on your team. The bots on the other team are phenomenal. I wish I could switch teams, but I can't. I mean, but I enjoy the game. You know, I prefer class-based shooters like that because I suck at shooting. And, you know, I want to get experience and I want to progress my character, you know, without just having to kill people. So I'm better at hacking or I'm better at, you know, disabling bombs and stuff like that than I am at just going around shooting guys. But, I mean, I do enjoy it, and, you know, they got this patch coming out soon, and they said the first DLC maps are free. So, you know, if they can fix some stuff, I will continue to play it. But, I mean, if it stays this way for a month, I'm trading that game in.
A way month? Ahead of you. You're only going to give them a month?
There's not going to be people playing that in a month.
Well, you never know.
I just think these companies take a lot longer than a month to get this stuff out. I mean, we're almost at a month for Mortal Kombat. We can't even get DLC that was on the disc.
I don't know. I played Mortal Kombat as well. I beat the story mode again.
Why? You don't get any coins.
I played it on my roommate's 360.
Gotcha.
I don't know. He wanted to see the story and he didn't want to play it. I was like, fuck it, I'll play it.
Are you serious? You know what?
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's really lame.
That is lame as hell.
Hey, he sucks at those games. He don't like fighting games, but he likes the story.
Put it on beginner and shut up.
You can't put it on beginner on the story mode.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah, change the difficulty in the options.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
I'm going to have to do that. I suck at fighting games.
Well, you know what's funny is I can actually see myself getting better at the game because the first time I played story mode, I got the shit beat out of me and got pissed off at the game. But this second time around, I did fantastic. So I'm actually getting good at the game. And I'm happy. I found my character.
And it is?
Cabal.
Interesting.
Yep. I like Katana. Katana's awesome. But Cabal, he can combo into everything. It seems like.
Yeah, he can combo into everything, except he's very punishable.
Yeah, I mean, if you miss with that run move, you're screwed.
But,
yeah, pretty much. But which is why I usually try to combo into it, which is hard to combo into that move, but whatever. But yeah, I played some Mortal Kombat. Other than that, I'm trying to imagine. I did play Outland. I will mention that for, you know. I got halfway, I'd say. I beat, like, two bosses. Pretty cool game. I don't know. It seems like the camera's pulled out way too far sometimes.
That's because there's a lot of stuff going on.
Exactly. And there's because there's so much stuff going on, I lose track of where my character is. And, like, especially during one of those boss fights, it pissed me the hell off. But, yeah, it's pretty good. As far as future stuff goes, L.A. Noire, more The Witcher. That's about it, pretty much. Unless something else happens. The Brink. I will play more Brink.
Alrighty.
Sweet.
So, I will move on. Oh, why am I echoing? Who's echoing?
I'm not echoing.
I'm not echoing.
Don't look at me.
Alright. Well, I guess I'll move on to Borsik, our special guest.
Okay. I'll try to make this quick because I had played a crap ton of stuff in the last couple weeks since I've been home from school. I finished Portal 2, the single player. I loved it. It was an amazing game, and I can't wait to play more Test Chambers once they make that free DLC come out. Let's see what else. I played some of the Gears 3 beta, and I'm loving that as well. I think they finally have found their sweet spot with the multiplayer.
Who's breathing? And
yeah, somebody's breathing.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, it's me. I'm breathing.
Not breathing.
I don't mind if you breathe, John, but I don't want to hear it.
I am your father. Sorry.
No, you're good. See, I also finished Bulletstorm, at least the campaign of it. I really liked that. It kind of got boring towards the end, in my opinion. I'd done enough of it. I'd done enough skill shots, and there wasn't much left towards the end of the game that I was unlocking. So, let's see. I also finished the single player of Crysis 2. And then I played a ton of multiplayer with K-Dub, and I played also some with Zero and Altus. And that's my Call of Duty. That's the multiplayer game I'm going to keep jumping back to whenever I can.
Fantastic multiplayer.
Yes, it is. It is.
Damn
it, awesome.
I need to play that game.
And Brink, as Frustrated Fury mentioned, is good to an extent, but wasn't good enough after I played a ton of Crysis 2 because it is now at the GameStop by my house.
Oh,
traded it in.
Already?
Yes.
It's not even been a week.
I know. I just...
Nobody gives it a chance.
I played Brink with a bunch of people, and it was fun, but then the next night I played Crysis, and Crysis just dominated it. And I can really only have one of those multiplayer games that I can really dedicate myself to. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
No, I just said different strokes. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, I want to get back into Killzone 3.
Yeah.
I love that game.
Now that the PSN's back up.
Yep.
Thank God.
Actually, newsflash, although this will be old news when people listen to it tomorrow, but the European PlayStation is now back up, as in people can play online.
Yeah.
Nice.
We speak, they're being switched on.
Yeah, Ohio got it at like 2 in the morning, because I checked it right before I went to bed, and it was up.
Yeah, I checked it too, and then I'm like, hey, I don't ever use this. I'm glad it's back. I just want
I'm
my
glad
store.
Back for people that, yeah, I know, that's all I really want is the store back, you know? My weekly updates. Okay, and the last thing I'm playing, which I played probably about 15 hours of in the last 2 days, is Dragon Age 2. That game got its hooks in me again, because it did over spring break, but then I went back to school and I took a break from it, but now I'm right at the end of the game, and I was telling John right before the podcast started that I was stuck on a battle right, like, probably a half hour before the end of the game, and I just was getting so frustrated, but I just beat it right before the podcast started, so I'm going to try to finish that up tonight. Try to power through the last mission quest. So, that's about it. What I've currently been playing. Next week, L.A. Noir, obviously.
L.A. Noir.
And probably the new Fallout DLC.
Alrighty. So I will go and flip over to K-Dub.
Oh, wow. Just played some Crysis single player and multiplayer. Still enjoying that. Multiplayer was big a couple days. Played with Scorched, Altus, Ken, Professor Chaos, Fixer, Jez, Davos, Blatt. Am I missing anyone?
No, I think that was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't play with bloody me because you never appear online.
well, that's because when I'm online, it's like 12 o'clock in the, you know, in our morning, you know, midnight, and that's like, what, 5 o'clock in the morning for you?
Yeah, fair days. Get out of bed early.
Well, maybe one day I'll jump on early and we can jump on, John. That'd be fun. I didn't know you had it, tell you the truth.
I do indeed.
Well, then I'll have to make an exception. Or you could just move to the Americas.
Well, hell yeah, that's an easier option.
Much simpler.
And then other than that, I played some Mortal Kombat with Ken, the Test Your Luck combat, which is quite fun.
Test your luck.
Yeah, the only matches I could win against him was when we were disoriented and the controls were backwards.
Nice.
Figure that out. And that's it. So next week is L.A. Noir, and I want to finish up Crysis.
Awesome. So, now I'll go over to Darth Vader, a.k.a. John W.
Hello. Couldn't get much on Darth Vader-y. More like Stewie from Family Guy. Hello. Okay, I'll make this quick. Okay, completed Prince of Persia on the trilogy, the first one, Sands of Time. Love that game. It gives me new respect for the movie, because that movie does follow that story quite well. Secondly, none of you give a crap, but I played Call of Duty Black Ops Escalation for a few.
Call of Duty.
Very, very good. Best map pack on a Call of Duty yet, as far as I'm concerned. Also played some Gears of War beta, and I agree with Jeff. I never really got sucked into the multiplayer for Gears of War 2. This one does a really good job of making it... I don't know if it made it easy. Not easier, but it seems that games I've been playing, I'm doing a little bit better at than I did when I did try and attempt some multiplayer. I think a while ago, me and you played, didn't we, Justin? That was probably about a year ago.
Yeah.
And I just got arse raped left and right, and it was really bad. So I don't know whether they've dumbed it down or I've just got a little bit better. I don't really know, but. I'm feeling it. I am really getting stoked for this game now. The beta has done a good job of enticing me. I have, since we last spoke, got a PC that runs games. A nice, flashy, shiny one. It's not a top-end NASA spec-out PC that will run Crysis 2. At full spec, but it is one that will run games, and I'm not used to that because I normally get laptops that, you know, struggle when you open a browser. Now, this has led me to play some older games, one of which is Pharaohs. I don't know if any of you have played that, but it's my favourite game ever, I think. I love that game. And it also still runs on Windows, even though it's about 15 years old. So that's pretty awesome. I played some Burnout Paradise, because that was cheap. I got that for sort of £3 or £4. And that plays surprisingly well on machine. Played some Sanctum, which we had a review up. Michael did that. I'm not feeling that as much as Michael did. I think he gave a good score. I'm not feeling it as a tower defense game, to be fair. And finally, I also played Brink. And the less said about that, the better.
But that's because your PC's broken.
No, fuck off. No, it's because Splash Damage, for some bizarre reason, decided when they wanted to code this thing, didn't really want to do much for an AMD processor, a graphics card. Instead, it's all focused on NVIDIA, and because I have an AMD, the game is worth shit at the moment. It won't play properly, it constantly crashes, and it isn't my PC. I've got it running at lower specs, and when it does play, it plays fine. But getting it to play is the problem, and it's delaying the review, so it's driving me mental. What I can say about having played some of it, I really don't care for it too much. I think I'm going to be in the hate camp. I've not been able to play online because, amazingly, that doesn't work properly. So it's bots only. And I feel lost. You get thrown into a mission, you got these things to do, protect this or destroy that or get to this part. I mean, whether it's just, it doesn't really give you any kind of guidance as to where you're meant to be going. The map is, the little mini map you've got is well, next to useless. And I just feel that game is probably going to end up on a bargain shelf very, very quickly, and a lot of trade-ins, because I think, as your review put it, Ken, it's a love-it-or-hate-it kind of game, and there's no middle ground. And that's all I've played this week.
Alrighty. What's this week coming up?
Coming up, well, I'd say L.A. Noir. I'm definitely going to be picking it up. I'm probably going to pick up the PS3 version because of the one disc and extra content stuff, but that doesn't come out here till Friday. Yeah, so I may be in the future at the moment, but when it comes to games, you guys always get them early. So I will probably play some more Burnout Paradise, because getting that back on the PC, although Hot Pursuit is really good, it's no Burnout Paradise. So I'll probably play some more of that. I will try and play some Brink, but it does all depend, because I don't know what they can do with this patch that is bound to come out at some point, God knows when. So, but as soon as I let know, I'll come and say, that's what I'm going to be playing.
Alrighty then. So I guess we have the Wombat.
Alright, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I played some more Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
I unlocked all the alternate costumes. I've got the majority of the crypt unlocked. I've still got, like, I don't know, maybe 40 tombs left to uncover, but... and I'm 135 challenges in, I think, on the challenge tower. So I'm moving right along. Still loving it. And I also played some more Dragon Age 2, which I'm trying to finish up so I can play Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, which I know I'm incredibly behind on because the new Game Informer just came with the next Assassin's Creed on the cover. I finally, it's funny because I spent 17 hours getting ready for this Deep Roads expedition, and then the expedition took like 2 hours.
Yep.
Yep. So, I'm finally past that, and, working on trying to get it finished up as soon as possible so I can jump into Assassin's Creed. And that is it.
Nice.
That's all I played this week. So there, I accomplished your goal of keeping the fondling short.
That's what I'm talking about.
Dang.
So, future?
Honestly, more of the same. I really, really want to play L.A. Noire, but I've got to crack down on myself again and say, you know what, you're not playing anything else until you finish the stuff you have at your house. So, I mean, I've got a lot of stuff here that I need to play and finish. Obviously, Mortal Kombat's not really a game that you finish, so that's not on the list. But I still got to finish Dragon Age 2. I still got to play and beat Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. I still have Two Worlds 2 that I haven't even hardly put a dent in. I've got a lot here on my pile of shame. So I think L.A. Noire is going to get pushed to the back burner for a little while.
That's all right. You'll come back to it in 2015.
Yeah, probably somewhere around in there.
When L.A. Noire 2 comes in.
Pretty much. All right, well, I played a lot of stuff, but I won't spend a whole lot of time talking about a lot of them. Like Gambus, I played Bangaio HD. Great game. Absolutely nuts. If you can figure out what's going on screen, there's some kind of disease that you have. just to let you know, because there's half the time I don't even know where my dude is. So, and this is the one game where you welcome slowdown, because it actually helps.
You're like excited when the frame rate starts to drop?
Yeah, because you can kind of plan your moves then. You're like, oh, I know what I can do now. But it's very, very good. I did review it. Wonderful game if you like shooters. It's very different. I love the fact that you can like create your own levels with the level editor and upload them on Xbox Live. Plus, it's got like 100 levels packed in, and they go anywhere from, you know, side-scrolling to vertical-scrolling to different objectives. It's very diverse, very fun game. I also played for review, which I have not reviewed yet, MX vs. ATV Alive. And I'm one of the few advocates that have kind of stuck with the MX vs. ATV games over the years. I've always enjoyed what Rainbow Studios has done. It's kind of gotten away from what it used to be, from where I really liked it. It was more arcadey. If you remember the ATV Off-Road Fury games for the PlayStation 2, and even going back to Motocross Madness on the PC, they were all about physics, arcade, big jumps, and then when they started getting into the MX versus ATV, they started leaning more towards realism and doing like the bike parts and the real riders and all that kind of stuff. And it's kind of gotten away from what I really got into it for. And Alive is very good, but it's also very not done. Like, I'm not even kidding. When I put the game in, I thought I was missing part of the game. And that's because, like, the career mode is, it says here, play single player, and then literally it's just a race, and you race, and there's no rhyme or reason to it, but everything you do gives you XP. to level up your character, which is a really cool idea, but when there's no standard like career mode where you play through these different events and you win and you go up the ranks, that's not there. And like, you know, a game shipped incomplete when it was initially $60 down to $50 down to $40, you know, before it launches. And Jesus. then there's a store within the game that has about 200 or 300 different items to buy, and that's with real money, not with in-game money. So
THQ fucking up.
THQ fucking. Yeah, you know how I can tell the game's not really done? There was no online pass in the box.
Oh, snap. Oh, no. Gosh. They had to get that shit out, and they had rushed it. Forgot the pass.
Yeah. There's only two free roam modes, or two free roam levels, which if you remember in the past games, there was always at least five or six. This one has two, and they're very small.
It's coming in the next game.
They're very small.
Man. Alive 1.5.
Live 1.5.
It's kind of a shame, because those games were always like the ultimate chat room games.
Oh, yeah.
Where you could just sit and talk to people and mess around for a little while without really having to pay too much attention to what was going on screen.
Yeah, that'll get real boring real fast in this one.
I imagine.
That's probably what they killed it for. Like, people aren't playing our fucking shit. We're going to cut it in half.
I also played Brink. I actually reviewed it for Xbox 360. My score does not represent my opinion of the game. And you know, that's fair on a lot of stuff. People can review a game, not be a fan of it. I am in the I don't enjoy this game camp. I think it's broken. I think there's a lot of things wrong with it. I think it has a lot of issues. But I also think it has a lot of potential. And people who are into those kind of objective-based shooters can get a lot out of it. And case in point, Michael and Drew really enjoy the game. And that's because that's their kind of game. It does have a long way to go before it's actually functional at 100%.
Tell me about it.
And I don't think anybody will argue that, but no, I think if they ever get it to that, it will be a phenomenal experience. Just not for me. It's not my game. Crysis 2, everybody already talked about. Got back on and played some multiplayer in that. Still love that game. I did play the Red Faction Armageddon demo.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Absolutely love the way it's laid out. I love the fact that it's now streamlined, more focused, as opposed to the open world kind of mission structure. Still has the destructible environments. The new weapons are very cool. I'll be interested to see what else. And I love rebuilding terrain to figure out where I'm supposed to go. I mean, it's just, it's going to be a fun little action game that I enjoy playing through for about 6 to 8 hours. And I think that's really the long and the short of it. I'm really going to enjoy that game.
After 8 hours, you're not going to like it? Because you know it's Red Faction. It'll probably be longer than 8 hours.
No, it won't. It's a streamlined action game. It's not like it's not like Guerrilla, where it's open world. I mean, it's corridors, point A to point B.
Are you basing that on the demo?
I'm basing it on the demo and every video I've ever seen. He's never been outside.
Maybe that's a spoiler.
Spoiler my ass. He's underground.
I think that there are some sections, like, you know how they have the destruction mode in Guerrilla? I think that's going to be another main focus.
I still don't believe that this game will be longer than 6 to 8 hours.
Okay. Wow.
I don't see anything wrong with that. That's a standard
action game. No, there's nothing wrong. I'm just saying, Guerrilla was, you know, 90 days long.
God, that game took forever.
I still haven't gone back and even come close to finishing that.
I finished the game.
What's debating that? We're just saying it's long. You know it's long.
That's what she said.
All right.
Oh.
Giggity, giggity.
And then, of course, I played a whole ass load of Mortal Kombat.
Did you finally get that thing done?
Yeah, Challenge Tower's done.
Nice.
I beat it.
What do you get when you beat it?
You get Melina's third alternate outfit.
Whoop-dee-doo.
I didn't beat it for that purpose. I beat it for the purpose to say, I beat Challenge 300.
And the 20 right. gamer score points.
Yeah, you get 20 gamer score for it.
Yay!
<That's> hilarious.
But you know what?
You know, that game, I gotta share this while I'm thinking about it. That game ticked me off yesterday. So, there's an achievement for beating an arcade ladder with an arcade tag ladder with Cyrex and Sektor.
Mm-hmm.
So I beat an arcade ladder, or a tag arcade ladder, with Cyrax and Sektor, and didn't get the achievement. Because I then noticed that the achievement says, with robot Cyrax and Sektor, and I use the alternate costumes.
No!
Oh, that sucks.
What a crock of shit.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Well, it does say that, like, the achievement's based on robots.
Yeah, but I didn't think the alternate costumes would make a difference.
I did it before I even had the alternate costume, so.
I was a little disappointed, but it's not the game's fault, but I was a little disappointed in that.
I think I have settled on a main character as well.
Oh yeah, who's yours?
I believe I'm going to be Ermac.
Really?
I like Ermac.
You changed your mind.
Well, I went into training mode, and I've been practicing my combos, and I've got an Ermac combo that's about 39% damage with no X-ray. I mean, as far as like big combos, the biggest one I hit yesterday was Kung Lao with X-ray at 53%. So, yeah, I'm starting to master the combos in the training mode, which I feel like I'm back in, like, 1992. And it's awesome. And, of course, I got my new fight stick this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't use them anymore, man.
It takes a little while to get used to it. It really does. But I will tell you this. The first night I had the fight stick, I played Challenge Tower, and that's when I completed 251. With the fight stick.
So you think it made that big of a difference?
I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I'd been playing it for 2 weeks until I got there, and I got the fight stick, and then bam, I beat it.
You sure you weren't taking, like, you know, steroids or something that made you fight better?
I don't think steroids are going to help my thumbs.
You want to bet me?
Yeah. Push my thumb against your forehead when I'm on steroids. Pop a big hole in your head. But no, that's, as far as future funneling goes, I will never stop playing Mortal Kombat, so just know that now. We gonna get online and play, finally. If Drew will message me when I'm not, like, getting ready to go to bed. Like,
every single time I message you, you're like, I'm about to go to bed. It's 8:30, Ken, what the hell?
Yeah, I have a baby. And he goes to bed at 8:30, which means if I go to bed when he does, and then he gets up in the middle of the night, I actually get to sleep. You know?
Fine.
Just saying.
I'm saying you're an old man.
Yeah, I am an old man. I have not lied about that one time.
Oh, no, man. It's 7 o'clock. I better hit the bed.
Your street lights are on. My ass has got
to
be in bed.
When he's 60, it's going to be noon when he goes to bed.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But I actually pre-ordered L.A. Noir for the PS3. So my copy should be here on Tuesday because I got release date delivery.
Yeah, 99 cents. Dude, Amazon is amazing at that stuff. They keep you coming back for more.
And I got a $15 credit. So.
Exactly. They pay you to buy games from them.
Yeah, but it sounds to me like the perks are only when you pre-order it. For some of us that can't pre-order it, it doesn't really affect us.
Well, maybe you should be able to pre-order it.
Okay, let me magically pull money out of my bum.
No, do that.
All right, if I could.
I do that. I make time for it.
You know what you can do is you can trade in your old games to Amazon and get trading credit. Yeah. I have over $80 of trading credit
right now.
But
you don't have that many games. And when you just found out about all this wonderfulness because you guys kept talking about it, it's a little late to pre-order L.A. Noir.
Well, yeah, you can't ship your games there and pre-order it now. But the next game on the list, you best be there.
Yeah.
Infamous? Be getting some pre-orders.
Infamous 2 is pre-ordered and paid off, and I didn't give them any money.
Can you give me some money?
If I could transfer trading credit to you, I'd give it to you.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I was just joking with you. But seriously, give me your money.
give me your money. I'm virtually robbing you.
It's a virtual sticker.
Virtual sticker. And one last thing that I am going to be playing this week, besides L.A. Noir, is actually the people who make On Live contacted me the other day and asked me if I was going to be at E3, and I said, well, no, long story, not going to get into it. And then they said, well, how about we send you a unit and an account? And I said, okay.
Nice.
I will try this out because there's a lot of games on there.
That's 4 people have got it now. You might be able to get some online going. They don't go to bed at 8 o'clock.
They're hoping for some good press. That's what they're doing.
You know what? If it plays good on my TV, I don't care.
I play, play like a video game.
Yeah, I play PC games on my TV. You know, whatever. Yeah,
as long as it streams all right.
As long as it streams all right, I'm cool with it. I don't care. If it works, it works. I mean, there's a lot of games on there. There's a lot of games that aren't on there, but I still play it, you know, whatever.
It's just PC games, right?
It's just PC games, yeah. So whatever. We'll see. But that's it for my fondling. All right, now that the fondling is over, it's time to do some news. The announcer guy...
Is here?
Okay.
So yes.
Go ahead.
And now, news for gamers in their style radio program proudly presents That British Guy's Weekly Dirt. Brought to you by Skype. Because when you send a message to somebody and say that you can't come on the show, and it doesn't send it, it makes you look like a douchebag. And now here's your host, Zero Tolerance. I sent him a fucking message.
Okay. I didn't say you didn't. Obviously, the biggest news we're going to talk about is that PSN is on its way back up. It started Saturday evening. It started in the northeastern states. And actually, there's a new patch, 3.61. You download it, change your password, and now you can play online.
Yay.
So PSN awesome. slowly moving its way back to the online status. So we shall wait and see what happens over the next week. Should be an interesting week.
Yeah.
The other big news this week, one of the playtesters leaked a little bit of Modern Warfare 3. A bunch of artwork, in-game screenshot, and I guess Activision was kind of forced to push out their PR a little early because the Facebook video showed up yesterday. There were 4 teaser trailers released on the Facebook page for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. So it's not like we didn't know it was coming. But now we know really that it's coming. And there it is.
Call of Duty.
I'm sort of considering myself the ZTGD's Call of Duty spokesperson, you know, the person who really is excited about all things Call of Duty, but I just can't get excited about Modern Warfare 3.
Why not? You're playing Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, and 1.
Well, it's, I don't know, it's... I think Activision have got to that point now with that franchise that they did with the Guitar Hero where... I liked Black Ops, I really did, and as, like I said, that the map pack was brilliant, absolutely brilliant, and I really do respect Treyarch. I think they did a fantastic job with the franchise, but this isn't Treyarch. This is Infinity Ward.
Well,
it's
Infinity Ward, Raven, and somebody else.
Well, it's not Infinity Ward. It's not really.
It's not. It's what's left of Infinity Ward.
Yeah, and you know full well that the people who were the talented folk. Well, yeah, I'm sure they're all talented, but the real talented people went over to Respawn. And
when's their game coming out?
Probably not until next year. I doubt we'll even see that at E3. But the fact is that I just think it's gonna. They're gonna make a real ass of it. I think Activision will meddle incredibly, and I think it may cause problems. But you know, we'll see. Time will tell. I'm not gonna. You know, I'm not gonna lay.
Are you going down and say? Are you going to buy Modern Warfare 3?
I don't know.
Interesting. Well, we'll see what happens when it rolls out. In other news about hacking, the Deus Ex website was hacked by a rogue anonymous member over the weekend. 25,000 email addresses and 350 resumes were stolen.
Oh my god.
The problem now is anonymous, because as you say, it's a rogue faction or hacker who's done this, but you're going to get everybody who wants to do something a little bit nefarious saying, oh, well, you know, I'm from Anonymous, and you've got no way of knowing whether that's true or not, but they're going to get a bad name, aren't they, to do that. Not that they didn't have a good name as it was, but...
Yeah, but seriously, if you want to hack something that means something, let's not do the Deus Ex website, okay?
Well, it's a game that people are looking forward to, I suppose.
Okay.
You're not looking forward to the for the new game?
No, I'm not a fan of Deus Ex.
Okay. There are a lot of people who are, though.
And we'll see. I mean, I'm just wondering how many people are actually looking forward to it that are fans of the series, because this is kind of a departure from what I've heard a little bit. So, I don't know a whole lot about it. I've just never been a fan of the series, so it's not one of those games that I get excited about.
Fair enough.
The Duke Nukem boss says that gamers should support Sony, not attack it. So, there. Take that.
Take that, rewind it back.
That's right. More Modern Warfare, blah, 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 blah. April NPDs came out. Video game, and I just want to call out one person. I'm going to call them out again, because I called them out on Twitter and they didn't say anything. When they first announced Mortal Kombat was coming out, I said it would sell a million copies easily. And he said it would never sell a million copies the entire time it was out. Well, after 1 month, it sold a million copies. So, what you got? What you got?
Who are you calling out?
I'm calling out Mr. Odeon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why did he think that it would not sell a million? It's freaking Mortal Kombat.
That's kind of my point. But that was the big seller, followed up by Portal 2, which did really well. Lego Star Wars 3. Pokemon, of course, is still in there. System-wise, everybody did pretty good. Xbox still dominating at the top of the list as far as consoles. The DS still killing as far as handhelds. And everything else pretty much fell into place. Scribblenauts, the Scribblenauts developers, their shooter hybrid has been delayed till 2012. Assassin's Creed Revelations was announced over the last couple weeks. It's actually going to feature Ezio, the finish of Ezio's story, and apparently Altair is going to be in it too.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
We weren't here last week, John.
Christ, we weren't, were we?
No.
The fuck? Okay. I must have dreamt that one.
Yeah, you did dream that one a little bit. Chrono Trigger has been confirmed to be released on the Wii's Virtual Console next week.
Yeah, buddy.
Sweet.
Finally, maybe.
Finally?
Yeah.
Let's see, what else we got going on? Here was the most exciting news for me this week. Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and Ultimate to be released on PlayStation Network, Xbox Live Arcade, and PC. All three games with online support, achievements, trophies, all that good stuff. $10. That's just awesome. $10 for all three of those games in one package.
Kind of makes you kick yourself in the nuts whenever you went and bought Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 on Xbox Live.
No, because I bought that like 3 years ago.
Yeah, but still, I mean,
I got my $10 out of that game. And I will certainly get my $10 out of this collection. It's going to be the bomb. New Brothers in Arms is on its way, according to Gearbox CEO Randy Pitchford. So all that Duke Nukem money, it's going to good use.
Wish they'd make a new Borderlands, maybe.
Well, that's not even that old.
Yeah.
We're still playing the... Have you finished all the DLC for Borderlands?
I have... Well, I'm not playing that Mad Moxie shit.
Well, besides Mad Moxie, because that one doesn't count.
I need to do the zombie one.
Okay, well then see, you still haven't finished Borderlands, so stop asking for a sequel.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The 3DS eShop has been delayed until the week of E3, so you still can't even buy games on the 3DS.
Which is a good thing, I think, because beforehand they were just saying that they were going to use just credit card numbers for you to purchase games on the 3DS online store, but now there's pictures on the net of some stores, I think in the U.S. and in Europe, actually receiving some prepaid cards, which I think is going to be the way to go.
You know, this just agitates the piss out of me. Why not just use... This is why you need a standard online infrastructure So you can use the fucking point cards for everything, like Sony does with their PSN cards. You can buy PSP games and PS3 games.
Yeah.
You know, XBLA, it's the same way. You can buy PC games that are on Games for Windows, or you can buy Xbox Live stuff. Or you can buy movies, you can buy videos. Make this crap streamlined. This way you could just use the Wii cards that you already have out there, and you wouldn't have to be buying and having leftover credit on two different frickin' cards.
Well, that's Nintendo for you.
You let me make a prediction?
No.
Okay, I'll make one anyway. The 3DS is going to be highly connectable to the next Nintendo system.
Well, of course, it's going to be highly connectable. It's going to be announced at E3. They probably built it just for that. You can use your 3DS as a controller. Oh, wait a minute.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Exactly. That's why it's got an LCD screen on it.
Yep.
The LCD screen is the 3DS.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
That's right.
Going to be horrible.
New Alien game has been confirmed from Sega's Total War Studio, Creative Assembly. They're working on a AAA project. Well, doesn't Sega have another Alien game that's supposed to come out, Colonel Marines?
Didn't that get canceled?
No, it's still coming out.
I don't believe that one bit.
Yeah, well, I don't believe this one bit either, so... Just let it go. The Alien versus Predator, or Aliens, that stuff is it's just not... Nah. L.A. Noire creator has dropped a hint that there's a possible DLC expansion coming. So...
No surprise.
That'd be good.
Considering every other Rockstar game out there that has DLC expansions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zombies. I want zombies in L.A. Noire.
Check this out. There's people actually doing... Anytime something like this happens, it kills me. But there's graphs talking about PS3 game reselling while PSN was down. They use Black Ops as the standard. Black Ops resale value is down 8.9% on PS3 and up 2% on Xbox 360.
Yeah, I was just reading a story that went into those details, saying that the trade-in for PS3s were up by 200%, and most of those that went to trade-in walked out with an Xbox. I wouldn't be very surprised if that was actually the case.
Well, I'm sure all those guys are kicking themselves in the ass right now. Not that the Xbox isn't good, but you just gave up all your stuff that you'd been collecting, and now it's back up. Dragon Quest Anniversary is being celebrated with a Wii collection. Japan is going to get the NES and Super Nintendo versions of the first three Dragon Quest titles on the Wii.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'd be all for it.
Brink. Splash Damage is urgently investigating the issue of lag in multiplayer. So there you go.
I'm glad we're not the only ones experiencing it.
The Test Drive Unlimited developer goes on strike for a day.
I want to make a better game. I'm going on strike.
Okay. 3DS is getting a 3D platformer Crush in September. From what I read about this, it was a PSP game, and it's basically being reskinned for the 3D with full 3D support. It's called Crush 3D. That's original. Goodness. Namco had their big Level Up event, and I know Drew and Ryan will get excited that Soul Calibur 5, well, not Drew, because he don't like 3D fighters.
All right, I played a crap ton of Soul Calibur 4.
And Soul Calibur 5 has been announced.
Yes!
So, the fighting
Sweet.
Game, the fighting game is, it's on.
It is on. I love it.
So, yeah, that's it. And the developer actually did say that we would have special guest characters again. So, you know,
hope it's not somebody lame.
Well, the last one wasn't so bad. I liked Starkiller. And Soul
Calibur. Of course you like Starkiller because he was cheap as fuck.
Oh, for God's it's Soul Calibur.
I know, but still.
It's not like it's...
He was pretty cheap, though.
It's not like it's, you know, 14 layers of deep.
What are they going to use, I wonder? Lord of the Rings characters? You play as Aragorn?
Dude, seriously.
I don't know. Hey, they did Star Wars.
I don't know. That one might bother me. But if I could play as like Frodo or Bilbo, I might get into that.
I'd be like playing another cheap bullshit.
You're like Yoda all over again.
Yeah.
Of course, what would Frodo do? Just kind of like point the sword at you and fall down? Isn't that what he did in his movie?
Stand there without a chin.
and hairy feet.
Oh, goodness.
Front Mission creator Toshiro Tsuchiya is happy in making social games.
Okay.
Cool.
So, he's not all about making those hardcore games anymore. Your Japanese girlfriend now recognizes you back as Love Plus makes the jump to the 3DS.
What is what?
Love Plus is a Japan-only dating simulation.
Oh, God.
And now in the 3DS, she recognizes you because of the camera.
Oh. Okay.
You want it?
No. Here's how absurd the Love Plus game is. Because I listen to some podcasts. I listen to Red Sun Gamer, and I listen to the Outcast, and another one. But one of the things that Love Plus has in it is a anti-suicide message. Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, I think it should have a pro-suicide message if you're dating virtual women.
Here's
you know how long those Japanese work. They work like 23-hour days, so what else are they going to do?
What's funny is the existence of that game is in and of itself a pro-suicide message.
Dude, well, I'm sorry. I know that they work a lot, but the last thing I want to do is look at a little polygonal booby. I'm not John Whitehouse.
No, come on.
But without all those perverts or whatever you want to call them, we would have some good games.
Here's how
pathetic. Slave over computers and shit just to get you what you want to play.
I play Mortal Kombat.
Always got to kill.
You play
my
Street Fighter
too. Always got to kill my.
Not as much as I play Mortal Kombat. I'm just saying. Go ahead, Gambus. I know you had a point.
Yeah, the voice actresses who provide the voice for the Love Plus games, they actually there's a part in the game where if you tell the avatar or whatever that you're feeling like suicidal. The character will actually go on this big, like, emotional, don't go, please don't give up hope. And the character starts, like, I guess, crying and I heard it's, like, really dramatic to the point where even the voice actors, when they were recording the dialogue, were like in tears.
Oh God,
dude! Seriously, this is why Skynet will kill us all. We're taking our emotional baggage to a virtual dating simulation. Okay, that right there is in and of itself the problem with this world. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's the problem with the East, man. It's the problem with the East.
Oh my God! They have suicide hotlines. Call a real person.
Maybe I don't know.
Don't talk to your fucking DS.
Hey, sometimes you need that comfort.
Not from my DS.
You can hold it. You can't hold the hotline.
You can hold the phone.
Yeah, and supposedly, like the director of the game was like, "If I can stop one suicide, I'll be happy." You know. And I'll be proud of the game that I created or something like that.
I mean, do people who play these kind of games, like, have a high rate of suicide or something? Because, you know, Quan Chi didn't pop out of the screen and tell me not to kill myself.
Oh, Japan overall has a high suicide rate.
Well, I understand that because of the work ethic, but that's... A video game should not...
Someone died playing a video game for how many hours straight?
That's their own fault.
Well, then that's their own fault, too. They
you know, World of Warcraft didn't come out and tell you not to kill yourself.
For them being so smart, they're so fucking stupid sometimes.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Anyway, I'm moving on, because this boggles my brain. The Portal 2 authoring tools are now available on Steam, so you can create your own test chambers, which is the most awesome part of the PC version of that game. So, and if you bought the PS3 version, guess what?
You get it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was. I mean, if you bought the 360 version and you have a PS3, you're a moron. I'm sorry. truly, because you get two versions for one price. I mean, that is incredible. Even if you don't like the PS3 controller, the PC version is the definitive version anyway. So
you can get used to the controller.
Yeah, it's just, man, awesome. Dark Souls has also been announced a release date for October.
Yeah.
And it's coming to PS3 and 360, so finally 360 people will get to experience the hell that is trying to beat a Demon Souls game.
God, it's so awesome. I already got it pre-ordered and paid off.
Resident Evil The Mercenaries 3D is release date's been set for June 28th.
Has there been another 3DS game released since launch?
A couple third-party things, like Splinter Cell.
Isn't there a Deep Sea one?
There may be. Alan Wake rumors floating around. Remedy's confirmed that it's making more Alan Wake. But you couldn't have been more, like, mysterious with your announcement. You said it's not a sequel and it's not a DLC.
It's a prequel, then.
Okay. Or it's an iPhone game.
Oh, God.
Microsoft has bought Skype. And they're promising Xbox Live will be supported.
Why? What?
You know, so they can start charging.
I can't see the point.
My thoughts exactly, John.
It's funny how eloquent that was without being eloquent at all.
It just shows the level of enthusiasm I have about the fact that this.
Well, here, maybe you can log on to Skype on Xbox Live and still be playing Xbox games while you're on the podcast.
You can do that now.
Yeah.
If you have a PC in front of your Xbox, yeah. But on the same machine is what I'm saying. I don't have a PC near my television. Jackass.
I do.
I don't think we
That's
need...
Why.
I think one of us or two of us maybe playing while doing the show is fine, but when all of us are doing it, there ain't going to be a show. Why bother?
Yeah, that's true.
That's why. Yeah, that's why I don't want it to be like that. I was just saying.
We don't have to use it.
Jesus. Hitman Absolution was announced. It's coming in 2012. The demo will be at E3. So there you go. Xbox 360 Spring Update. This is probably up there with one of the worst updates ever for their you know, annual or dual annual updates.
Are they scraping the barrel, are they?
They're adding PayPal and the new disc format.
Oh, the
new disc format. That's it.
Yep, that's it.
Sweet.
So I know you're excited to get into that beta that some of us have already been in for how long, and what have we gotten?
I don't know.
No, I don't know. They put up updates and it never changes.
They never say what they do.
Yeah, they never say what they do. It's like, well, what are we doing? I don't know. Your Halo disc works. You're good. anyway, that's got to be the worst update. Like, who cares about PayPal? Like, seriously, if you can't use your credit card or go buy one of those prepaid cards, do you really need PayPal? Like, seriously.
No. But it's nice to have that option.
Dude, if McDonald's don't start taking PayPal soon, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
It's America.
Oh, no, somebody anonymous hacked into the McDonald's network. Now they have all the credit card information.
I'm loving it. Anyway. More frequent World of Warcraft expansions are being targeted. With players consuming content faster than ever, Blizzard needs to be quicker. I don't think Blizzard and quicker go in the same sentence.
Nope.
Just saying. Speaking of Blizzard, the Diablo 3 beta is aiming for launch this year. So that means the game ain't coming this year, boys.
God damn, seriously? I guess Torchlight 2 is going to have to do it for me.
Yep. PSN downtime has cost Capcom hundreds of thousands in revenue, according to the company. Well, guess what? If you hadn't made your DRM so crappy... Jesus. Can't even play Streets of Rage or what's the other game without...
Behind Commando Rion 2.
Yeah, you can't play those games unless you're logged into PSN, so guess what? You paid for nothing. Jesus. Yeah, it's mostly PSN stuff because we're going backwards. Steam for mobile platforms is being considered by Valve. Like, really? Do we need that?
Nah, but it might make them some money.
Yeah, I think it would cost more to develop it than they'd make money off of it. It'd show up on the Android marketplace and nobody'd use it. and then I don't remember how far back we went, but the Xbox 360 successor was shown, or was not shown, but is rumored to be sitting on EA's desk.
Yeah.
They already have it, so they have the ability to sweep in and steal Nintendo's thunder at E3 if they really want to.
That's not going to happen.
No. I don't think it will.
And then the big L.A. Noir news was that the 360 version is going to be on 3 DVDs.
Boo!
Probably why I'm trying to get the... I think I'm going to switch to the PS3 version.
Yeah, me too, I think I'm going to.
That's the entire reason I went PS3, was the three discs and the fact that it has an extra case that's not even in the 360 version.
Yeah.
So
but
that's
360 rolling out their new DVD format. Ooh.
Yeah, but that's not going to change a game that's already out.
I know.
Might be running over to GameStop after the show.
But here's the funny thing about Microsoft's new disc format. Like, seriously, even then, L.A. Noir would still be three discs.
I would think two.
It's 10 gigs.
Okay, still three.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we might be able to squeeze it on two. That's like Mass Effect's, what, like 12 gigs? So guess what? It's still two discs.
So you think the next 360 or whatever is going to be Blu-ray?
I don't know. I think they have to at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bit of pill, wouldn't it? Cool.
And then Sony be like, in your fucking face.
So, you're using my shit? All right. That's,
yeah, but you got hacked.
This is true. You got hacked, motherfucker. That's all the news that I have. So let's see here. Gambus wasn't here for this picture. That's a great picture.
That's the same one.
It's just on his iPhone.
Oh, okay. Oh, I missed that picture.
That's a great picture. Here, I'll show it to you, Gambus, while I'm bringing this up. It's because it's so awesome.
That's awesome.
So,
is that Gambus Mobile?
It's the Gambus Mobile.
He's pedo fan.
You know, John, we were not saying that for a reason. Gambus is touchy.
Sorry.
I think that's what I mean in the first place.
You know what? That's I kind of left that joke open to interpretation.
Way to tip it in the bud.
You're not helping.
You're not helping.
All right, here we go. Eeyore Kara has a question for us. He says, "Hey guys, what's happening? Hope all is well. As always, love the show and all the crew. So Nintendo are bringing out a new console. We had the Nintendo Wii. I think the new one should be called the Nintendo Vagina."
I think you'll find that I made that joke originally.
He says, "Man, this whole PSN thing is starting to suck. I did cancel my card just in case. I totally agree with you guys that Microsoft is in the position to make big moves at E3. Depends on what games, though. Should be good. Sony, I'm sure they got games and all. However, it isn't enough after this whole PSN crap. Now, this bugs me. Every time you guys say I wouldn't pay $60 for it, makes me say, what the f-" Here in Australia, we're paying $100 for a new release, which is around $107 in U.S. I wish our new releases were $60, not to mention I remember paying $120 for big games like GTA 4 and Street Fighter 4. Anyway, being a gamer here is big money. What's the bet that Nintendo's new console will sell like pancakes? I have no idea how casual gamers think, however, I got a feeling it's going to be like, oh, hey, I had the Wii. This new system is more powerful and all. So they buy it, which isn't a bad thing if they enjoy the games on it. Good on them. Good on Nintendo, I say. They have the market by the balls. So not so much a question as a statement.
I don't think... I think that if... as we said before, if it ends up being the Wii 2, I don't think they're going to sell many at all because people aren't going to get burnt twice.
No, it's not going to be the Wii 2.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Alright, he also has this little statement down here. It's the difference between men and women. He says, anyhow, maybe you guys can help me on this. Why do ladies expect so much of us guys? We pretty much have to love her, hug her, put her first, go to the end of the world and back for her, tell her she's beautiful and we love her every day, and text her first.
Shit, is that what you meant to do? The wonder.
He says all they have to do is show up naked and bring a sandwich.
Well, that sounds like it's our fault then. We expect only that. Well, we should raise the bar.
Somehow it's our fault.
Lowered expectations.
Well, it's always going to be our fault.
Somehow it's our fault that that's all we want.
See, it's not our fault we're so easily maintained.
No, we just gave up trying.
Yeah, fuck it. We don't win anyway.
We're never going to win. Just show up naked and bring me a sandwich. I'm kosher. Oh, that's terrible. Jerkstore81 says, what's up, N4G crew? Lately I've been seeing a trend where new releases are dropping in price significantly a week after it hit the stores. We just saw this with Mortal Kombat dropping at $39, Portal 2 at $34 a week after release. A
similar Brink.
Yeah, well, that'll happen. It's already $50.
Yeah, it dropped already $10.
Says a similar price drop also happened with Crysis 2, Bulletstorm, and Killzone 3 a week after they hit retail. The cheap-ass gamer in me loves this trend. However, don't you think this will backfire? Why buy a new release at full retail price when all you need to do is wait a week or two for a price drop? Also, this tactic is yet another layer of evidence that games are overpriced if the publishers have a $20 cushion to play with considering their new releases. So everyone who is listening, don't be a sucker and pay $60 for a video game. This is a very interesting subject.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think the thing is what's happening nowadays is that these $20 price drops are actually stores doing a promotion on the game. And what happens is every other store goes to match it because they don't want to lose sales.
Yeah, Amazon definitely.
So, yeah. I mean, they're having to compensate. It's not necessarily that the game is dropping in price because Mortal Kombat will be $60 next week. Portal 2, I don't know what happened with that. If it stays down at $39, that really is a slap in the face. For the people who were the big fans and went out and bought it on day one.
Yeah.
So, I don't know that I really care for that trend if it doesn't go back up. Because I didn't hear Portal was on sale. I heard Portal had a price drop.
Price drop. Well, I think it had something to do with Steam, too. Because, I don't know, it was like they were pushing the Steam version a lot. And the Steam version is like, you know, $10 cheaper. And then they did a price drop, like a promotion on Steam. So, it's like $39. And it just stayed there.
Yeah. So if you're gonna do it like that where you permanently drop the price after a week, then yeah, that's shitty. Because all the people who bought it at $60 basically got screwed for being your biggest fan.
Yeah.
And yeah, that will backfire. So
which they give you pre-order bonuses now, you know, especially with Amazon, you know, you're getting $15 for L.A. Noire.
Yeah, you get a $15 credit, which makes L.A. Noire, in theory, $45.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a slippery slope you don't want to be on. So,
I mean, if that's the case, I can wait, because I got plenty of games to play right now. I can wait 2 weeks to play something.
That's the thing. Yeah. I think everybody can.
Yeah.
So, you know.
With my backlog, I can definitely afford to wait 2 weeks. I can afford to wait 2 years, which has become readily obvious over the course of the show.
That's same with me.
All right. I'm going to head over to the Twitter. We still got a question, but I'm going to leave it, come back to it next week, and hopefully we have more questions. But the Twitter feed is long, so I'm going to start on it. A lot of people tweeting to us about PSN being back up. Radio PM says, it's alive, it's alive. PSN is back online. For how long? Dun-dun-dun. He also says, would you rather have PlayStation Plus for a month or that money deposited into your virtual wallet to spend as you choose?
The money deposited?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Wait. You guys really want the money deposited? Do you know how much a one-month subscription of PlayStation Plus costs?
Well, considering I'm not going to be buying it, whatever I get in that month is worthless.
Yeah.
In the long run.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I guess. It's just an interesting thing.
Why would
money is money.
Yeah. Why would you buy stuff that doesn't work after a month? It's money wasted.
Because the money you'd get for the 1 month of PlayStation Plus, you couldn't buy anything anyway. At least with PlayStation Plus, you could go in and download a bunch of DLC for free, and you get to keep that.
You sure?
Yeah, DLC still works after PlayStation Plus expires. The only thing that doesn't work is games.
Huh.
So any themes,
either
avatars,
way, I don't think it's enough.
You don't think it's enough for what we had to go through?
Well, me, not personally, I could give a fuck.
Oh yeah,
but you know, for the people who are, you know, are PlayStation Plus members, I don't think it's enough.
H-Dogger says, I think that those of us that don't even own a PS3 should be reimbursed. I did own a PS1 and PS2 back in the day. He says, where do I get in the Sony line, since I just love capitalizing on others' misfortunes?
Well, I mean, trust me, you've been through more hell than the PS3 owners have, if you own a PlayStation 1 or a PlayStation 2.
Didn't everybody own one of those?
I had to flip my PlayStation 1 upside down to play games.
Yep. Same here. Yep.
And Radio PM says, yeah, I'm sure they'd be happy to give you the game on PS1. And Gran Turismo 3 for PS2 for your troubles.
Thank you. A-spec. That was awesome.
He says, oh, it's right over there with the other 8 million people. You really want that $3? You should create an account. Referring to the Sue Sony line. Radio PM says, I would like a $50 credit in my PSN account to spend as I please, rather than give me something that I don't want.
See, now that's more acceptable.
$50? Do you realize if they gave everybody $50?
Hey, it's their fault.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, it's their fault. They knew this problem was coming. They need to do something to get back into good graces with all these people.
I understand that, but I'm not going to get into that argument.
$50 wouldn't bring those people back. Are you kidding me?
That's what they lost. That's all they lost was 50. If they're PSN Plus members, that's all they lost.
But you know gamers, dude.
Oh,
Sony will forever owe them for the rest of their goddamn lives.
I hate the way that people are becoming, but, you know, that's all they lost. I think it's a fair reimbursement.
$50?
That's what they lost.
They didn't lose 50.
It was down for a month. PSN was down for a month. If you were PSN Plus,
$50 a year, not a month.
That's right. No, that's still fair.
Jesus Christ, dude. If it was $50 a month, nobody would buy it.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
Nah, seriously, I would be wanting compensation.
No, I still think $50 is fair.
Oh, my God. I was like, well, are you high?
I must be, man. I just don't care.
I think any maybe $10 PSN title would be a good reimbursement.
Well, they said they were getting a free game.
That's the rumor.
Sweet.
A list. You can choose
from
a
list of games.
Which is probably crappy shit.
Five games that I don't want.
Every game that I already have.
Like, disc games are downloadable.
No, you'll get downloadable games. You're not going to get a disc game.
No. It'll be some... Well, like, he's probably about $10 then.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
If they really want to market this, I've been talking to a lot of people, give away Infamous to promote Infamous 2.
There you go. It's about $20.
That's brilliant.
I'll do that.
But
I mean, a
lot of people already have it.
But a lot of people have already traded it in. So
yeah, but I've already played it.
You get a free copy of it.
And then trade it in?
No, you can
for
play 50 it.
50 cents?
You can play it in. No, they'll send you the downloadable version. You can play it again before the second one comes out. A lot of people like to do that, and a lot of people have traded in the first one. I'm just saying it's a good move for them to market the second
one. It's a good idea, but it won't affect a lot of people, I don't think. But.
I'll be thrilled.
You already have it.
Dude, I'm platinum that game. I have nothing else to do in that game.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's because you're a loser.
Okay.
I'm a loser.
Booyah.
I didn't play Avatar.
did you read my review of Rodeo, bitch?
I did read it.
Well, they need to bring it at E3. Will they bring it at E3?
Bring it at E3. I'd be lucky if they come to E3, let alone bring it. Kamikaze Sheep says, you're welcome for the iTunes review. Thanks for the shout out. Iraik 1992 says, what do you think Sony should give PSN users to make up for the downtime? We just kind of discussed that. Dylan MMC says, PSN is alive. Sam in Seattle wants to know if the 360 version of MK Online is as laggy as the PS3 version. He won his first match, but it was hard to time everything.
It is laggy.
Yeah, it's laggy. Shit.
It's a lot laggier in ranked matches than it is in private.
It takes forever to get into a ranked match. It's almost like Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah. you have to completely change your timing strategy in ranked matches. Like there's just enough delay that the game doesn't work the same way it does in offline. But when you play in private matches, it seems fine.
I don't understand that.
I don't know. It feels like it should be the same thing. It's just you and another person.
Yeah, I mean, I've had laggier matches in ranked matches, one versus one, than in a King of the Hill with four guys in it.
Yeah, it makes no sense right now, and I hope they're working on it, because I want to get back in and play some ranked.
Surely the guys are working on that.
Lieutenant Renji says, just got through MK, and man, what a story. Although Shao Kahn can suck it.
I didn't have a problem with Shao Kahn. It was the fight before him that drove me up a wall.
You talking about in the story mode?
Yeah, in the story mode. Like when you're in the Nether Realm?
Oh, okay. You're talking about that. That's actually two fights before.
Oh, with the sword.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Luke King.
Yeah. So, where you got to fight three at a time?
So, yeah.
That was... Ugh.
That was bullshit.
You know what? When you get to Challenge 251, come talk to me.
I don't know if I'm going to even try that.
I will tell you that after Challenge 251, I fought three Goros, three Shao Kahns, and then, of course, Endgame. And none of those were as hard as 251.
And a Partridge in a Pear Tree.
T-Gamers Paradise says, I use your podcast as a wait to kill time while I wait for my twins to fall asleep. Yeah, 3 years old, imagine that. And I have a game-related question. I need a game that draws me in like Morrowind, Oblivion, the first Fable game did. Any ideas? Not Dragon Fallout.
Wow. Was that his comment or your comment?
That's what he says, okay. Not Fallout. Basically a free-roam game. By the way, is Psychonauts the funniest game out there? It is. Thanks for the great show.
It's not a free-roaming game, but if you want a game that, if you have the patience for it, it'll suck you in, is Demon's Souls.
Not a bad one. I said Dragon Age. It's not free-roam either, but...
The first
Dragon Age 1. Dragon Age. Yeah, sucked me in majorly. Mass Effect, if you haven't played it.
Yeah.
Infamous.
Infamous. Infamous is like, dude, I'm telling you, man, I love Infamous. I cannot wait for Infamous 2.
I can't either, man. I'm with you on that.
Me either.
I can't wait for Just Cause 3.
Did they say that? No. Oh, okay. I was like, when did they announce that?
I don't know. It'd be nice if they did. I love the second one. Sink 50 hours.
Oh, there you go.
Rico's back.
Just Cause 2. That'll suck. That sucks everyone in.
Just Cause 2. That's a big
ass. It's huge.
Not an RPG, but,
no, but it's still huge.
An open world game.
Yeah.
I love that game.
It was awesome.
I sank 50 hours into that stupid game.
Wow.
Good God. Sam and Seattle says, who would you recommend as a good character in MK for me to practice with? I like Scorpion, but so does everyone else.
Kung Lao.
He says, Liu Kang? No. Liu Kang's been dumbed down for this game.
Kung Lao. I go with Kung Lao.
Kung Lao's very good to combo into.
Yeah, but you're going to have to adjust because they're going to nerf him, I've heard.
Oh, well, shit.
Yeah.
Use him while you can, then.
Well,
I'm a big fan of Noob.
Really?
Yeah, I like
Noob. And his tackling dummy.
You know, I thought I would like Noob before the game came out. Now that I've played with him, he just feels kind of slow and limited to me. But
he's defensive.
Yeah, he's very defensive.
He's a lot like Sub-Zero.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love his moves and stuff.
Johnny Cage.
I like to be aggressive, so that's why I think I've stuck kind of to Ermac.
Johnny Cage is really good.
There's not a single, besides Sheva, but there's not really a character that I don't like, you know, I can play with everybody.
You know what's funny is Sheva is the only character that I don't like in the game, but she's the best character to cheese with.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. The hell jump up in the air and then slam down on you.
She's not the best character to cheese with. Smoke is easily the best character to cheese with.
No. Not against the computer.
Against the computer.
Dude, play it on expert. Play it on expert, and they will block you every time and whoop your ass.
Expert's a little different.
Yeah, Shiva will not be blocked on expert. They still fall for it.
You can't block that jump, though.
No, you can only move out of the way.
You gotta get out of the way,
So, I mean, on expert, Smoke gets, like, owned.
I mean, I really like Cabal. Cabal's a solid character.
You know, I think I'm with Drew on this. I think there isn't a character in that game that I don't like except for Shiva.
Yeah.
I'm still really disappointed in Liu Kang, though.
Liu Kang has really been toned down.
Like, none of his moves can really be comboed into, except for the fireballs.
They don't seem as fluid as everyone else.
No, there's just something about Liu Kang that feels weird. I mean, I can play with him. He's fine. but he's not as good as he used to be, which is fine by me because I always thought he was overpowered.
He was a little bit. It was fun to play. I don't know.
So
they just sucked all the fun out of me playing Liu Kang.
You know, that's good because I got tired of hearing "wa-da-da-da" online. So there you go. I don't think we really answered the question so much as we just gave you more characters to play with.
Yeah. Katana's real easy to learn.
I didn't hear anything from John.
John doesn't play Mortal Kombat. He plays Lego games.
Oh.
However,
and I haven't played it.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
I was gonna say I did. The movie was on TV the other night.
That doesn't count, John.
But did you play the movie? I should have done, but I didn't. That's Paul Anderson who directed that, yeah. As in Resident Evil, but more importantly, Event Horizon.
Yeah.
What the fuck? He should have stopped at Event Horizon.
Oh, damn.
He's no. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think the Resident Evil films are as close as you're going to get to a half-decent conversion of a game, but Event Horizon is like second-best sci-fi horror ever made.
You got to understand, though, Paul Anderson only directed select Resident Evil movies.
He won them four, I know.
And he only directed the first Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah, I know. All the others went seriously downhill. What was the second one? Annihilation?
Annihilation.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible film.
And then he only directed the first Alien vs. Predator.
Brother Strass did the second one, didn't they?
Yeah. So, he kind of starts things and never finishes them.
It's probably a good thing.
I did enjoy Mortal Kombat, mainly because Christopher Lambert. He's awesome.
Tyrant94 says, "Hey N4G dudes, the robot running Gamefly lied to me about shipping Brink on Monday. Still no game. Worth opening or should I just ship it back?"
ship it back, man.
Maybe by the time you get it, it'll have a fucking patch.
Don't bring up false hopes. He also says, "By the way, anyone else think the Carly, the T-Mobile chick, is smoking hot? It's sad that I know her name." Is it sad that I know her name? Oh. I don't even know who he's talking about.
There is some.
She's alright.
I don't know. There's some spokeswoman.
I don't watch television, so I have no idea.
This is new spokeswoman for T-Mobile.
Oh, for God's sakes. What the hell did that have to do with that?
That was the T-Mobile song thing.
Oh, okay. I told you, I don't watch television.
Come on, man.
I don't watch television.
Jeez.
I don't watch that shit.
He's in bed by 7 o'clock.
Shut up, John. You have a bedpan.
No, I don't. I just wet the bed.
You wear.
I can't make it in time. Fuck it.
You wear Depends. Better start getting you some Depends, bitch.
Oh, dear.
And he says, "Lastly, what did you guys think of the Smallville finale? I liked it, but was expecting to love it."
I thought it ended like Ken, I thought it ended the way it needed to end.
Oh yeah, I have to say this right now since Gambus is here. I called that 6 years ago. Did I not say that is exactly how it would end?
With him.
You be quiet. Very, very fucking
Jason,
quiet.
You need to learn about spoilers.
Yeah.
But I'm just, you know, you didn't have to say what it was. I'm just saying, did I not say that would be exactly how it ended?
Yeah, and on a side note, I guess something that I told you that I had a hypothesis about, and that also came true too.
Yeah, that's I was happy with it. I was happy with the way it ended.
Yeah,
it's done. It's over. I'm glad that it ended the way that it did. And John, you need
better
to...
Lost or that?
Well, dude, Lost by far.
Well, yeah, there's no comparison.
Yeah, I mean, Smallville is a niche show, and you have to be. You either have to be a fan of the character, or you just have to be a fan of superhero stories.
Yeah,
I like superhero stories, but I never could get into Smallville.
That's interesting.
Smallville.
It's very good.
I don't like Superman.
You know what? Neither does K-Dub, and he enjoys Smallville.
Yeah, I do. I did enjoy it.
No, it's a really good show. It's amazing. It went 10 years, and I think that they really did a good job. And I will tell you this right now, and I know John, you already know. You have to know this, but it was so nice to have somebody back.
Yeah.
In that show, who's been gone for 5 years?
Batman?
No, not Batman. So, but it was like he never left, and it's one of the reasons why I missed him so much. I could tell in that episode. It was awesome.
No, you're talking about one of two people. I have only so far got up to halfway through season 9. I've currently downloading season 10. And so I'm probably going to catch up with 9 later this week, ready for a big marathon. I'll go through it. But there were two characters who kind of left at the same time. I take you mean one of those two.
It was basically the centerpiece for a long time.
The what, sorry?
The centerpiece.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. It was cool because almost everybody made a cameo in the finale that's been in the show, and that was nice.
So, awesome.
The great 2-hour ending. Was very happy with it.
I am looking forward to it. It's one of those shows that I have been glad to pretty much stick with all the way through.
Yeah, it's amazing it ran 10 years. Hardly any show ever does that.
Not in this day and age.
Alright, wrapping up the Twitters, we got Sadoom plethora of tweets. He says, "Hey dudes, I finally got around to playing Castlevania Lord's Shadow. I must say this game is really good. Loving the grand scale of the levels. The graphics are sick, but damn, the game is kicking me in the balls. Had to put it on easy."
That's every Castlevania game.
Yeah, it's hard. He says, "I beat Homefront.
Meh Front.
Nice. That game defines mediocrity."
Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh.
Stuck in the fucking middle. Game of Thrones, yay or nay, I love it.
I watched one episode.
Yeah,
I still have yet to even start it.
I don't even know that I care. I don't even know.
Ryan would be the source of expertise on this one, wouldn't he?
Yes, he's a big fan of the books.
And what does he think?
He thinks Ninja got him.
Is he here?
Ninja's asleep.
If you were talking to me, I didn't hear what you said because my headset cut out.
Game of Thrones.
Every time, what an excuse.
Somebody was asking about Game of Thrones. They said you would be the expert.
Oh, yeah. But what question did you have about it?
Yay or nay, did you like it?
Oh, yeah, it's great so far.
Okay, there you go.
The books are incredible. So, I mean, if you haven't read the books and you were interested in it, the show is a good jumping off point. Or if you liked the books, I think the show does a pretty good job. Obviously, it can't be as detailed as the books are because they're all 1,000 page long. But the show is very, very good.
All right.
Definitely worth watching.
He says, last tweet, "I really love how all you guys put yourselves out there. DML Fury, M. Futter, R. Womble, ZTGD, and GambusCon," which that's got to be a mistake. GambusCon doesn't put himself out there.
What are you talking about?
Dude, you don't need...
In context, too.
Twitter, like talking to the people on Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Talking to the commoners.
Yeah. Dude, seriously, I am a regular guy who likes talking about video games. That is
there
it.
You go.
I'm a security guard.
GambusCon is not. He's a celebrity who's a dick.
Yeah, he's got too big for the show, really.
Yeah.
He really has.
I'm waiting on the spinoff, the GambusCon show.
Spinoff? That'll be the primary show. Our show will be the spinoff.
This is true. All right. He also says, Sadoom was pissed about Gamefly not sending out Brink. He didn't get it either. Way to go, Gamefly.
Pretty awful.
And then Tyrant94 says, "Watch us get L.A. Noir one disc at a time."
Oh, God. How does that work, actually?
That would be funny.
For games, I think you get all the discs.
Do they get all the discs?
I would hope so.
Because I got Castlevania from Gamefly and got both discs.
Please reinsert disc 1. No!
Disc 3. What?
I got to wait a week to play this. Solid Sven says, "Yo crew, thanks to ZT for the Jade Code. You're welcome. What is coming out that could top your love for MK0? Skyrim?" Really?
He no. said with a hint of sarcasm.
He doesn't like Bethesda games.
No, I do not. Battlefield.
Because he has no soul.
Oh, for God's sakes, be quiet, Two Worlds.
Wait, you liked Wet, didn't you?
I did like Wet, but that was just bought by Bethesda.
That's true. Well, so was Brink.
yeah, but I don't blame that one on Bethesda. That's like people blaming Bethesda for that game. I'm like, you do realize they didn't make it, right?
Yeah.
You know, they made Oblivion. They made, you know, the first Fallout. You know, that's a Bethesda game. No, Brink is not a Bethesda game, so it's just published by them. He says Battlefield 3? No, I'm going to be honest with you, dude. I don't really think there is until they announce Mortal Kombat 2. Sorry.
Battlefield 3 looks amazing.
You know what? Just because I love Mortal Kombat so much, it's not like I'm not going to love other games, but nothing's going to be as hyped as Mortal Kombat was. Shit.
I'm trying to think what would hype me the most right now.
Killer Instinct?
I'm a Killer Instinct guy. I don't know. Fucking Tekken. Street Fighter Cross Tekken. That's exciting to me.
It's exciting to me, too, but it totally would not be more exciting than Mortal Kombat. I really honestly can tell you that there's not much. I don't even know if they announced an MGS5 I'd be as excited, because I think that series is done.
Really?
Yeah, I think it needs to be done. That's just my opinion. I mean, if you go backwards, maybe, but you can't go forwards.
That's true. I mean, I don't know. Like, even going backwards, I played Peace Walker, and Peace Walker was great, but I mean, whatever. I mean...
You know, I agree. I think Solid Snake's story is definitely... I mean, they can bring them back, of course, but
they
to me...
No, they don't.
It'd just be almost like an excuse just to bring them back for the sake of doing it. To me, I think if they're going to go forward with MGS, the Ryzen game with Raiden, I mean... It's going to be a completely different tone. And if you assume that Hideo Kojima's games take place in the same universe, I mean, it would almost make more sense to do a remake of Snatcher and Police Knots.
You know, I probably am going to agree with you, Ken. I'll go ahead and say it. I mean, this game is old as shit. Metal Gear Solid 4, everybody's obviously played it, had to have. But at that end there, if... Snake would have shot himself in the fucking head, that would have been the greatest ending I've ever seen.
I agree. I wanted him to die.
If he would have straight up said, let's end it right now, bam, roll credits, that would have been amazing. But no, he had to go on for another fucking hour.
He did.
Yeah. And introduce every fucking body. Everybody's still alive.
Yeah, I wanted him to die. That's how I wanted it to end. I mean, I kind of felt the same way about The Sopranos, you know. That's how I wanted it to end. I figure you make a game about this one particular character, they need to die. It's like Star Wars.
I thought about Smallville.
Shut up. You can't kill Superman.
Damn it,
jackass. To finish out the tweets before we close up, Sadoom is just sighing. And then Squiffy version 2 says, hope the show's a good one. And that's all the tweets we have.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
So I know, Drew, you said we had a couple of reviews.
We do have two reviews. We have, let's see, I'm bringing it up here. I got one from Mr. Michael Futter saying, N4G Radio is a great balance of news and opinion. It is a great touchstone for gamers looking for a great weekly wrap-up. If you aren't listening to N4G Radio, Jack Thompson wins.
I guess so.
Nice.
Christ, that's a name I've had in a while.
Yeah, I don't know. And the other review we got is from... Ali Arts.
Okay.
Ali Arts. Says, 5-star, says some of the funniest stuff on the internet. Says, love the show. You guys have me laughing all the time. 5 stars.
Nice.
Sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are funny peeps.
I try to be.
Full of marshmallows.
You could have said something stronger after you just called us funny. You kind of just.
Have you been on this show?
Usually your jokes are kind of strong.
Really? Have you been on this show?
Okay, well, someone's jokes are kind of strong. Pick one.
Just by his name is Dane Cook.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
Oh.
He's trying to troll is what he's doing, because he knows I like Dane Cook.
Yeah, and then you fucking tweeted to him that shit. I was like, what are you doing? Are you trying to get this jackass against me? Is this going to be David Jaffe all over again?
I hope so. But Dane Cook's not going to pay attention to you. See, David Jaffe has like 3,000 followers, and Dane Cook has like 1.5 million.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, I think you're safe. If he comes after you, I'll be impressed.
He won't come after him.
Yeah, so.
I wish he would.
Get in the van. The fucking monkey's driving the van.
I bet you wish you would.
Anyway, anything else? What's the norm? I forgot. It's been a long time.
Shout out.
Shout out.
The Gambus Con.
John, John, do we have any UK reviews?
No, new ones.
Okay.
The British people forgot about us.
Yeah, get on that, UK.
Get on that dub. Yeah. Gambus, you gonna do the shout outs or am I gonna sit here in fucking cold silence?
Cold silence. Sounds like a movie.
Cool. It sounds like a Van Damme movie.
It is a Van Damme movie starring Jean-Claude Van Damme and Steven Seagal.
Oh.
Are you serious?
No.
No, he's not serious.
I was about to say, that sounds epic.
It does sound epic.
Epic fail.
It sounds like epic fail, yeah. To see his big old fat ass with a sword
Dolph
in there.
Is Dolph Lundgren in it too?
Why did he come to my town and kill all my seals?
Maybe that's what they should call it. You know, Expendables 2, Cold Silence.
There you go.
Yeah.
This movie is epic. Fail your brain.
What? That makes no sense.
Okay, GambusCon shout-outs.
Oh.
All right. Give a shout-out to the All Gen Gamers podcast, the Outcast podcast, the Red Sun Gamer podcast, which is a really good show about Japanese video games, and the Front Towards Gamer podcast with Shanghai Six, who's a very awesome host. And that concludes my shout-outs this week.
You're rocking it.
Yeah.
All right, well, unless anybody else has anything else, I think that is it.
And thanks, everybody, for coming for the Brink Gamer Night.
Yes, that was...
How did that go?
You guys should have planned that better.
Yeah.
I got to give him a hard time because
we had to stay in the same vein as every ZTGD game night.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone who showed up for our impromptu Crisis 2, which was probably better than your Brink. Suck it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It was pretty good.
Well, are we competing within the show?
Yes, we are.
Yep.
I like this. This is friendly competition. So when me and Michael get the Mortal Kombat Gamer Night set up, it will really be on like Donkey Kong.
Man, it really didn't sound friendly from K-Dub's perspective.
Am I ever
friendly?
Sounded
like he was really mad about it.
No, I don't care about Brink.
He's mad because he doesn't have Brink yet.
I don't. Yeah, I'm quite happy I don't have Brink.
Like, go after somebody.
I think anybody who didn't spend $60 on Brink should be happy.
I am happy.
I didn't spend $60 on either. I got off Amazon.
I think you should. I think anybody that did spend any money on Brink should be happy.
I'm happy. So no, Ryan,
like
I'm
said,
I'm
call me
aggressive.
A troll.
I call you a troll, but I'm better at it. That's why it happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get back on your bridge.
Eco sucks.
I hate you.
Eco sucks.
You suck.
Is this the voice of the troll?
What the hell is that?
What the fuck?
It's the voice of the troll. Did you not hear him?
No, it sounded like
did
the jackalope.
Did you just get possessed?
This is the voice of the troll.
He does. He sounds just like the jackalope.
He does sound like the jackalope. Do me a favor. Say fast as fast can be. You'll never catch me.
Fast as fast can be. You'll never catch me.
That's what Dave Coulier's career said.
Cut it out.
Please do, because I don't want to hear that anymore.
Oh.
All right, well, I think we've pissed off every irrelevant celebrity in the last 5 minutes, so I think we're done. Dave Coulier sounds like one of those guys that might come after me, you know? Like, he's got anything else going on.
Yeah, I was about to say, he got nothing else to do.
I don't know. His name sounds kind of like it was French.
Just surrender.
Yeah,
he's waiting on the Full House reunion.
Yeah, and after that Hans Gruber thing we did the other day on Twitter.
Alan Rickman's coming after you.
That was awesome.
Hello, this is Alan Rickman's answering machine. Tell the one about the turtle.
I like Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman, come on, man. He's probably...
hit your head?
No, not today. Oh. Alright, that's it. I'm done.
Alright, show's over.
All right. So, Mr. Collins,
hey, everybody.
If you would be so inclined as to take us out before Alan Rickman and the Dave Coulier posse show up, we'll be good.
All right.
That sounds like a great band name, by the way.
I was just going to say that before. Damn it!
Alan Rickman and the Dave Coulier Posse.
I bet they're going to redo Gangster's Paradise. They're going to do a remake of Gangster's Paradise by Coolio. Seriously. Go ahead, Gambus. I'm sorry.
And it goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can... It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat!
Killer
Wolverine! Play game, not console! No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.